Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local, independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
A big storm is headed our way.
It won't be good driving weather, that's for sure.
More criticism of local leaders and how the deadly January wildfires were handled.
This is about accountability, preparation, and dignity.
Speaking of those wildfires, one of the state's largest insurers now facing an investigation.
Our insurance has disappeared on us.
Welcome to the LA Local for Thursday, November 13th, 2025, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Brandon Liebhaber. Coming up on today's LA Local, a pair of Republican senators from other states come to LA as part of an investigation into the Palisades fire. Many people who lost homes in the January wildfires say they haven't gotten anything from their insurance companies, and we honor an icon who's been at KNX for more than two decades. But we start, of course, with the rain. I'm recording this Thursday afternoon. The rain just started falling in parts of Southern California, including right outside our studio on the Miracle Mile. We're going to get a lot of rain over the next few days. On LA's Morning News, Mike Simpson and Vicky Moore talk to meteorologist Alex Tardy.
It won't be good driving weather, that's for sure. But this is overall great news because this is going to end our fire weather season, at least for the first part of the winter. So we've got several storms coming. So the first atmospheric river is slow moving, and that's why the forecast has changed. Looks like the rain will come in earnest Friday night and Saturday. And it's going to be heavy. LA Basin to Santa Barbara, we're talking a couple inches of rain, up to 4 inches of rain, even in the lower elevations, between Friday night and Saturday night.
What about tomorrow morning? Because we've been hearing like our first round, which maybe won't be as strong, but we still think of all the people trying to get into work if they're dealing with the rain before, I guess, we get to more of the thunderstorm chances, which is what you're talking about as we hit, you know, the weekend.
Yeah, exactly. So the first part of the rain is coming in on Friday, but it looks like it's going to be light. So it doesn't take much, right, to mess up the roads in Southern California. But light rain on Friday, with most of it staying up by Santa Barbara. But we will see a little bit get down into L.A. on Friday, especially in the afternoon for the afternoon commute. The thunderstorms we're talking about and the heavy bands of rain, so those are really going to get organized in the California Bight on Saturday. And the storm, it stalls. It stops. It sits over the California Bight, over Catalina Island, all the way through Saturday night. And that's why we're really thinking it'll be big numbers of rain totals.
So we talk about how this rain is good to put an ending, a period on any sort of fire season for a while. But can the ground absorb all the water that's coming in?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the ground is dry. I mean, we had some rain in October. We had some rain in September. But overall, the ground is dry. The intensity and persistence and slow movement of the storm makes it so no, the ground won't be able to handle all this water. And we will have some urban flooding. We will have some problems. And we're going to see some significant rises in our concrete channels like the LA River. So this is going to be a lot of water, especially on Saturday, that is rushing out to the ocean. So I think we will have some problems with urban flooding. And this is not the only rain. We're looking at more rain coming in on Monday, lasting into Tuesday. And even some of that could last Wednesday and Thursday of next week. So our break is Sunday. So we'll really have to take that break because there's going to be just downpour on Saturday.
All right. I guess if you've got plans to go out, try to do it on Sunday when it sounds like we might have a little break. But other than that, a lot of rain is heading our way. Now, people who live in or near the recent wildfire burn scars could be forced to evacuate because of the storms. Our John Baird talked to people in the Palisades.
LA has issued an evacuation warning, and forecasters say these storms, especially the second one, could produce rain intense enough to trigger mud and debris flows in the burn areas, such as in the Palisades fire zone. We'll just have to wait and see.
Saturday morning, I'm more worried about that. I'm not worried about today. And
right.
I'm only worried that the cannon might get closed.
That could make it tough getting home. Now, crews have installed K-rails and other barriers and hope the measures will keep the mud and rocks and debris away and out of the homes, of course. Two men who have worked in the area for years think there could be issues.
Well, yeah, we've seen it in other areas as well. You remember Duarte a few years ago after the fires there and the heavy rains, the amount of mud it put onto streets and houses. And yeah, you need to be ready and not be there if it's happening.
Yeah, definitely. You need to be on your toes, trust me.
The hope is the intensity of the rain won't be quite as strong as expected and that people in the burn scar areas will be able to weather this storm. But winter is just around the corner and we have a long way to go.
Now, we don't know exactly how much rain we're going to get. The forecast's kind of all over the place right now. But there is a real chance that this could wind up being the wettest November for LA since 1985. Let's stay in the Palisades. Congress now investigating the Palisades fire. Florida Senator Rick Scott, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson, both Republicans, they were in the Palisades today to hear from survivors who blame local leaders for their response.
This hearing is about the Palisades fire. But it also goes beyond the Palisades. This is about accountability, preparation, and dignity in disaster recovery wherever and whenever it might occur. The widespread destruction of the Palisades fire was enabled by a series of cascading failures. When the disaster hit, water supplies were inadequate, and we had a severe lack of first responders due to a series of unfortunate choices made by our state and local leaders.
That's Spencer Pratt. His family lost their home in the Palisades fire. Now, you might recognize the name or the voice. He's known for his time as a primary cast member on the reality show The Hills. He's been an outspoken critic of both Governor Newsom and LA Mayor Karen Bass when it comes to the Palisades fire in recent months. Now, many survivors of January's wildfires, they're still waiting to be paid by their insurance companies. Now, there's an investigation. Here's Karen Adams.
The county's investigating California's largest private insurer, State Farm, after complaints from both Eaton and Palisades survivors of having their claims denied, delayed, or underpaid. Joy Chen with the Eaton Fire Survivors Network says they're glad to see LA County do something.
The fact that we have been paying our insurance premiums for 10, 20, 30 years, but just when disaster strikes, we find that our insurance has disappeared on us. And so these delays and denials are a major impediment to our recovery, and we're thrilled that we finally have a layer of government who's interested in addressing it.
She says State Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara has done nothing, and Chin and others are now calling for him to resign.
That came after a bombshell New York Times article that came out last week that showed that in 2023, while he was promoting this, quote, sustainable insurance strategy, to ensure that all Californians can buy and renew insurance. In fact, he was making a secret deal with the insurance company that allowed them to dump tens of thousands of policyholders in the months before the fire.
The county's investigation will look into whether State Farm has violated any California laws in its handling of fire claims.
A State Farm spokesperson calls the investigation another distraction in their ongoing work to help people recover. They say State Farm is committed to paying customers what they're owed. We also learned today that Eaton Fire victims who agreed not to sue Edison will be getting settlement offers later this month. While we still don't have an official cause of the fire, multiple reports and investigations have found that the company's equipment likely started it. And Edison's CEO says there's no other clear probable cause at this point. While hundreds of victims will be getting those settlements from Edison, many survivors are moving forward with various lawsuits against the utility instead. Those people say that what Edison is offering is pennies on the dollar. We finished today's episode with a big change at KNX News. After more than two decades, we are losing an iconic voice.
And I'm Vicki Moore. The atmospheric river is about to roll over Southern California coming in tonight. Could cause some problems in the burn areas. Let's get more live this morning from our John Baird.
Yep, that's Vicki Moore reporting on the upcoming rain this morning. She's been at KNX for almost 22 years now, and she's been the voice of your morning commute for most of that time. She's stepping away from the station after tomorrow morning. I've been here almost 5 years, and I've been very lucky to work with her and see her in action. Vicki always knows the right questions to ask. She's great at dealing with breaking news on the fly while she's on the air. She's covered it all from the January wildfires, a global pandemic, and championship seasons for local teams. And tomorrow morning on her final show, we're sending her out with this big storm headed our way. KNX would not be what it is today without Vicki. Congrats, Vicki, on an incredible run. We wish you all the best. Well, that's your LA Local for Thursday, November 13th, 2025. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. The good news is tomorrow is Friday. The bad news, we've got all that rain to deal with. So stay dry and stay safe, everyone. I'm Brandon Liebhaber. Thanks so much for joining me.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.